This call is being recorded.
Now step into your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And if you wonder what that would look like, see it as a six-pointed three-dimensional star. And often a crystalline look, many different colors. And as you step into it, feel it spinning around you, faster and faster and faster. And as you begin to float up, feel the spinning around you and feel it, or just think it, to be approaching the speed of light. First a quarter of the speed of light, then a half of the speed of light, then three quarters, and then finally spinning at the speed of light. And as this happens, you'll begin more and more to not lose consciousness, but lose a sense of your physical body more as you float upward. Upward, higher and higher up into the sky, above the Earth's atmosphere. And you can turn around now in your Merkaba, in your light body, and see your physical body way down there as well as the Earth. Feel yourself now so far up here and see so far down, knowing that you are in both places now, that you are in your physical body, your consciousness is separated in two different places, both in your physical body and now up here. Looking back down, but also be aware now of all of the ships that are out here. All of the many ships, some smaller and some much, much larger. And as you go further out into the solar system, see further into the solar system, see the larger and larger, what would be called the mother ships. Some huge in comparison to what you would understand here on the planet. Huge, as in larger than planets themselves. Some larger than the Earth. There also is the New Jerusalem, as well as the Bethlehem Star, Michael's ship. And now be aware as you gaze further and further out. You don't actually have to go, but let your consciousness just gaze further and further out through the solar system, through our sun, the solar sun, out into the galaxy, then through the galactic central sun into the many, many galaxies beyond. And through all of those central suns, till finally you come to the cosmic central sun, or the universal central sun, the source of this universe. And from there, see an energy building on that universal central sun, building and building until a beam of energy, a beam of light shoots out. See it literally shoot out from the sun, down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and through into all of their solar systems, and finally into this galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, through the central sun and into the solar system, through all of the the planets of the solar system, connecting all. All is one, and one is all. Connecting all life, all cosmic life. And then through all of the ships that are out here, a beam of energy connecting all, as if it was a web of energy, an interconnected web of energy. Finally, shooting down to the earth, to Gaia herself, penetrating into Gaia, going deep, deep down to the core of the earth, the center of the earth. And at the same time, the energy going down through your physical bodies that are still way down there, penetrating through your physical body all the way down through your feet into the earth and to the core of the earth. One connecting to the other. Energies connecting, interrelating webs of energy connecting. And then coming back up from the core of the earth, back up through your physical body, and back to the, through all of the suns and to the universal central sun, so that your physical body and the earth herself has these beams of energy going through it, connecting, anchoring the light, anchoring this cosmic light, source light, that has returned now to this planet. And you, your physical bodies, and your consciousness are the anchors for this light. As well as all of the ships and all of the groups, the many, many groups across the planet that are also anchoring the light. What are called the 144,000. The 12 of 12 of 12, and so on. Connecting light, connecting the source love to all things, to all of life. Now see this wave of energy moving across the planet, moving across as light, as consciousness, as if you would watch a wave, an ocean wave, move across as a tsunami would. Only this is a tsunami of love, of light, of higher consciousness, spreading across the planet, enveloping everything that it comes across, and illuminating everything. Whatever darkness there is still on the planet, it illuminates that darkness. And see all life now springing forth as the spring brings the new growth. See the new colors in the sky, the new colors on the land with the plants and the flowers. See the many new types of flowers and colors that will spring forth, that do spring forth, that are springing forth now. New life coming forth everywhere. Literally, everything being born again. And know that as you are imagining this, as you are visualizing this, you are creating this. You are making it happen. You, along with the collective consciousness of man. But in order to bring about change within the collective consciousness, it requires a trigger. Someone, some groups, to trigger this consciousness, to trigger these higher vibrations. And you, those of you, are those triggers. You are the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves, whether here on the planet or out in space and further galaxies. But come back now in your Merkaba, your light vehicle, back to your physical body. Merge back in with your physical body, bringing your consciousness back in. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And as always, it is a pleasure to be here with you, with this group, with this Ancient Awakenings group. Because as you have been hearing for some time, this group, as well as many of the other groups that are spread out across the land, those of you are being prepared and preparing, acclimating to these energies, working with these energies, learning to take these energies into your bodies, into your central nervous systems, into your DNA processes, and beginning more and more to understand and remember who you are. This is all about you, people. This is all about you and your further expressions moving out of the third dimension and into the fourth, higher fourth, and into the fifth dimension. You are moving through your ascension process. And all of this, from this point forward, all of these messages that will be coming forward, including what will be happening in your advance that is upcoming now, all is being prepared for your individual ascension as well as your collective consciousness ascension. For as you are more and more beginning to realize that you are the ones you have been waiting for, you are the ones that are bringing the light, anchoring the light, holding the light, sharing the light. Without you, there would be no collective ascension here. But because of all of you and your consciousness rising together with the earth, with Gaia, for as Gaia raises her energy, you raise your energy. You move along with her and she with you. For you are one. We are all one with each other. So let yourselves rise, continue to rise each and every day, each and every moment into those higher vibrations, letting those vibrations take you higher, take you into your higher level of consciousness, deep within, where the kingdom of heaven is located. It is not some place far off in another land. It is right there within you. Always has been, always will be. All you need to do now is let go and find that higher consciousness within you. Find that connection. Remember that connection with your higher God self. For he, she has never lost sight of you, even though you at times believe you have lost sight of him or her. Trust now more and more that you are your higher self, that you are one with all that is, and all that is one with you. Trust in that, know that, believe that. Because as you continue to believe more and more in the higher consciousness within you, that higher consciousness within you will become more and more a part of your expression, your physical expression, your etheric and your astral expression. It is all now about you. You, the collective you. And also you, the individual you. The personality that you are at this time. The personality that you are and that you are now becoming. Because you are becoming your higher self. You are becoming the God self within you. And the more that you let go and believe that, the more you will realize that you have never been separated from that. And you will come to understand that you have been the source within you, one with that source all along. Even though the experiment to bring separation has come to an end, you are realizing more and more that that separation never actually happened. You have always been the source, and the source has always been you. So believe that, trust that now. As you continue to move up with Gaia, as she continues to move up into the higher vibrations of the fifth and beyond dimension, be ready to go along for the ride. And some would say, the ride of your lives. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace and love. And know that the second coming is here now in all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Om Mani Padme Hum Om greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue on. We do not have necessary message at this point, but we are ready for your questions. If you have questions. Would there be any questions here? Oh, you need to unmute your phones now if you want to communicate here with one who serves. And Shoshana, who is standing by as well.
Hello, yes, Catherine, I have a question.
Catherine has a question. Catherine,
yes.
Please.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I've been having some unusual experiences concerning my heart chakra. I'd be like watching a movie, and there's like just watching this movie, it's kind of sad. And so then my heart chakra will go into discomfort, into a high level of pain. And so I'm not wanting to attach anything that other than the possibility that my heart chakra is expanding and opening. I would appreciate some feedback on that. It's a little puzzling. Thank you.
Yes, it is not your heart chakra that is in pain, though. Your heart chakra is opening. That is correct. And it is creating a situation which seems like pain within your heart center, your actual physical heart. And that is necessary in some ways for the expansion to continue to occur. It is happening with more and more people. But it is not something to fear. It is not something that says you are dying or anything of that nature. At times, it would be somewhat most uncomfortable, we would say, for some, and they would feel a need to go to what you call your emergency room and this type of thing. But for the most part, that is not necessary. If you have these feelings and the pain is there, ask. Take a moment and ask within yourself. Ask your higher self what is happening here. And you will receive the answer. You will know whether it is something to be concerned about for your physical body, or if it is something that is just happening now as a result of heart opening and will pass, the physical part of this will pass. Okay, Shoshana, anything to add here?
He would add, my dear sister, may we share with you?
Yes, of course.
We would add that this process is, and we will place this in quotes, normal. The heart is the vessel that responds to emotion. And the resistance to that emotion is pain.
Okay.
What we would tell you is that when we resist our feelings, and what they bring to us, and what memories they show us, the resistance is the pain. We would ask that you look at this for yourself, and we would ask that you allow your heart to feel all that it can feel. As you said, within all that it can feel, it experiences expansion, and the expansion is that you will understand yourself and you will understand humanity through that expansion. Namaste.
Yes, remember, whatever you resist will persist. So let go. The flow here. This is why we continue to say it over and over and over. Go with the flow. Allow for the process. It is all about the ascension process here. Okay?
Okay, and it is accompanied with tears, no fear, accompanied with curiosity, and no way will I go to the doctor. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
Hello, this is Nezha. And I went through a few processes to be aware about my dreams and work with them. And lately, I kind of had excess denial to my dreams. I cannot remember anything whatsoever, what's happening when I am asleep. And now I'm wondering, and at the same time, I'm feeling like I'm on the verge of something big to happen or big revelation, and I feel like scared of something. So I guess I'm asking for guidance or reassurance that I'm still on my path, that everything is okay. Thank you.
Yes, but we will move this along not only to you who is asking this question, but to all of the collective out there, all of the ones that are wondering this same thing. I am dreaming, I know I am dreaming, but I am not remembering my dreams. Many of you are having this experience more and more. Whereas before you remembered your dreams more, now you are not remembering them so much. That is a process. It is part of the process that you are going through at this time. It will change. You will come back to remember your dreams, but you will begin more to remember your dreams in full reality. Whereas you are finding more and more that as you are going into your dream state or while you are in your dream state, it seems like it is real. Does it not for many of you? Does it not seem like it is a real experience? It is not just symbology and things of this nature, but it is a real reality, as in you are going into altered states of consciousness, altered worlds even, parallel worlds. You are experiencing this more and more, and you are purposely not remembering at this point because it needs to be integrated into your DNA processes more. As your DNA is changing, as your DNA is reconnecting, we will say here. And this is the process that you are going through at this point. But it will shift. You are going through a shift. And it will continue to shift and change. And at some point you will, as we said earlier, you will begin to remember your dreams again. But they will be so much fuller and even more real than they are now. And you will, many of you will begin to remember your times aboard other the ships and in inner Earth and all of these things. This is all coming for many of you. Maybe not all of you right away, but many of you will begin to experience this more and more. Anything to add here, Shoshana?
Yes. My dear sister, we must share, we must share a little bit of advice to all that heard you and all that are listening.
Yes,
you must understand that what you say comes true. That what you say, and when you continue to say it, it will manifest for you. We heard you say, I cannot remember my dreams. I cannot. Therefore, the command that you are offering to the quantum field is I cannot. If you wish to remember, as even though one who serves is completely accurate in what they are saying, if you wish to remember more, you must begin by saying, I wish to remember more. I wish to remember my dreams. How is it that I can go about remembering my dreams?
Yeah.
A negative reference that holds them back.
I see.
You must not do that, as it will hold you back. And something big is coming for everyone. And you must know that often we all traverse a path. And we go off it, and we come back to it, and we go off it, and we come back to it, and we go off it, and we come back to it. The key here is to come back to it. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Very, very helpful. Thank you. It makes me feel way better. Thank you, One Who Serves. Thank you, Shoshana, Joanna. I love you.
Namaste.
Very good. Before we can continue, there must be a lessening of noise there on your phone. Whoever is making all that racket, please dissuade from it. Mute your phones, in other words.
Sorry.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, blessings, one who serves. This is Gary. Blessings, Shoshana. I'm at a great place of just oneness and peace, so at peace. And I had a wonderful merging, just a final merging of my higher self with myself and the past lives. And it's just been a beautiful experience. Now, I had a question. You and Shoshana have been so instrumental in mentoring me to answer my own questions and go within, and I have been, and I so thank you for that. However, I did ask a question and receive partial information, and I guess some of the information, even though we're really highly connected, is above my pay grade, Gary's pay grade at this point. But my question is, I keep seeing threes in the sky. And they're all over the place. And it's threes in the normal three formation. Then I see the three in a mirrored image going the other way. And then I see the three in the clouds laying on its side horizontally, like it's laying down. And I'm even looking at one right now. I was told, and my higher self has said, a big event's going to happen, really. Really big. And I tried to get a little more out of it, what that meant, but that was it. Can you expound on that, or is it above my pay grade?
Not that it is above your pay grade, as you're saying it. It is a symbology in terms of your light language that is coming to you, that only you, in this particular case, are able to ascertain. Someone else looking in the same place would not see anything as you are seeing it. But you are seeing it because you are ready in some respects to begin to understand the symbol of the three and what that means. Trinity, yes, but it is so much more than this. And you are coming to and will come to understand this more and more. We cannot give you the direct symbology here. But as it pertains to you, you will come to this understanding as you continue to open yourselves up to this, open yourself up to this, we will say. No, we will change that. Open yourselves up to this. That is actually the wording here that is needed. Because it is not just you as Gary, but it is you as all of the other multidimensional selves that you are. And you are coming more and more to understand the connection that you have, not only your past lives, but your many multidimensional lives as well. Does this make any sense to you?
It makes total sense. And I started to get a hit off of this way you were saying that. Does this have something to do with Gary melding and becoming one in wisdom with Akhenaten and with Andrew or Andreas? Is there something within that trinity?
That is one of the trinity here for you, yes.
Mm-hmm.
At more
okay.
of your conscious knowing level self, but not at the multidimensional selves that you are yet. But that is
okay.
coming as well. Shoshana, okay. anything to add here?
We would say, Brother Gary, that if you are seeing three, and you are seeing the reverse image of three, the side of three, the upside down three, the three, the three, the three, it must mean something.
Yeah, you bet.
So we would say that that message is directed to you, as you are the one deciphering it and seeing it over and over again. We all know from our studies, from our information and reading and understanding the number three, it is the union of three that becomes one. And we know that you know that it is the union of three that becomes one, that becomes three, that becomes one, that becomes three, that becomes one. It is perplexing, but it is simple. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I wonder,
yes,
sir.
I did, Christy.
Yes?
This is Christy. I have a question. I had a dream or a sensation last night, and I just wanted confirmation. I did get a message in the dream that just blatant out that I had an anomaly occurring in my body. And then as soon as I got that message, it told me the location. And then since I got that message, then I felt sensations in that area. So I felt like that was being healed, that anomaly. And I've also been guided to take, to drink water with a lot of nutrients that I've been guided to put in it. So I wanted to see if you could offer a confirmation of that dream as one, and anything else you might have to offer.
May we offer?
Yes, we were
may
just
we
going
offer?
To say to turn it over to you, dear Shoshana.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, dear sister, you do not need confirmation. You do not need us or anyone to confirm the message, because it was for you. And we find that you just need to trust the message. And we find that you must trust yourself. As we understand it, you have your...
Hello?
You lost them. You lost them. Yep.
Do we not have Christy on the line?
Now I'm back. I totally lost you there.
Okay, so we will reiterate.
Thank you.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can.
We must tell you that you have your confirmation, and you know this, and you know what you are doing is correct, and we must tell you that you do not need a confirmation from us.
Fantastic.
We hope that that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I think you cut out again. I did hear that I've made my confirmation, and that's what I need is my own confirmation. That's
yes,
what I heard.
And you have it, dear sister.
Yes. Okay.
You just
thank you.
In yourself that what is being given to you is what is supposed to be given to you.
Yes.
Namaste.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, one who serves can hear me.
Yes, we can.
Good. This is Tom. I just wanted to ask if the grounding rod that I installed to go to the grounding sheet, which I have in my bed, if that is actually working. I know I have it all hooked up, but I just wanted to see if you could tell me that it actually is bringing in the energy of Gaia.
What is your purpose for using this type of technology?
Just for healing.
We did not understand that.
For healing my body?
You are looking to utilize this as a tool to heal your body, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what are the effects of this so far as you have set this up?
I haven't really noticed any real improvement. So that's why I'm asking to find out if I have it all hooked up correct and if it's actually delivering the negative ions from Gaia to my bed sheet.
Is that what is happening is that at a more subtle level for you. It is not going to be something that it is like taking a pill and everything being okay all at one time. That is not what this is about. This is about an energetic connection that is happening at a more subtle level within your body. And it will take a little bit of time, but it will take a belief process on your part as well. It is similar to what would be considered energetic healings from laying on of hands. It is the same thing, where the one who is laying the hands must believe, but the one that is having the hands laid on them also must believe, you see? So there must be the connection that is happening there at the belief level. And that is what is necessary here. As you are asking this question, your belief is not there. So therefore, it will not have as much effect as you would want it to be, as is if you totally believed in what you are doing. This is for everything. This is all healing comes from within. You must realize this. Everything else are simply tools, instruments, devices that can be utilized to bring this healing within. Everything. What you have with your doctors, your hospitals, your surgeries, all of these things are to bring about the healing, but the healing must come from within first. You see? Shoshana, anything to add here?
Yes. Yes. What we would like to share is exactly that, that the belief is the conduit to the result. Namaste.
Yes. We could have said that in just a few words, huh?
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here now before we release channel? There is a question here, we are finding it within the James here on his paper there in front. If one of you would pick up that paper and turn it over and read the question there.
One in the room. Can one
yes,
in the
one
room
here in the room reach
pick
over
the
and
paper up
take that
and
paper
read the question.
And turn it over and there is a question there.
Do not be shy. Just read it.
Comments, good day? Is that where it starts?
Whatever the question is.
When do my visualizations...
Please speak up into the phone here if you can.
When do my visualizations as my form of meditation and prayer, there are occasions wherein I would experience synchronicities. The most common is repeating numbers or the number 144. For the letter, I am quite confused as to what it is trying to convey to me. Does it mean I am part of the 144,000, I tried searching for its sacred angelic meaning, but somehow it does not resonate with me. I hope Shoshana and one who serves will be able to enlighten me as to what it means.
Very good. There in that part of the question, or what was the answer there, it did not resonate with this one. And this is to everyone here, not only to this one asking the question. Whenever it does not resonate to you, whenever it does not feel right, then likely it is not right. So why would these repeating numbers be happening to anyone? And many of you have had these repeating numbers, 444, 333, 1212, 1111, 1010, etc. All of these are indications that there are great shifts happening in your world. And we say your world, your own personal world here. And this is indications of things that are happening, changing, shifting, and for you to take notice of this. But as you are taking notice of this, if it does not resonate, then it is not real for you at the time. The understanding of the 144 has many, many meanings throughout history, throughout your connections to who you are at the higher levels, your multidimensional levels. And the 144 could be 144,000, or they could be much more different than that. We cannot give you directly, as we are not speaking directly to only this one who is asking, but to all of you out there. Whenever you have these indications, they are signs along the way that you are either on the right track or possibly not on the right track in the moment. And that is the resonating part within you. If you resonate to it, if it feels right, then it is right. If it does not, then likely it is not. Shoshana, anything
yes,
to add?
Yes, we can share.
Yep.
What? Who asked this question? Do we have a name?
John.
John. Okay, Brother John. We hope that you can hear us. As we have found that you must add these numbers up. That it is a puzzle, but it is simple. You must add 1 + 4 + 4. This is what we are understanding in this message to you. And 1 + 4 + 4 is 9. And 9 is the number of completion. What we find in your life, and we are sorry we sound like a psychic, but in your life, you are entering a passage of completion. This could be just about anything. It could be a relationship that is completing. It could be a work that is completing. It is something that you are being told to finish, to complete and move on. We are hoping that this is a good message for you and that you will heed that message that you have been given and complete whatever it is that you wish to complete. Namaste.
Very good. We're going to need to open up a new call here and say, Shoshana says. Very good. We are ready to release channel unless there is one more question we can take.
Question?
Yes. Question here in the room.
A few weeks ago, I had to...
Please, we need to speak louder into phone so those there can hear the question.
A few weeks ago, I had a dream about crystals. I walked on the path, and I saw a crystal about 3 or 4 inches. And I picked it up, and I thought, hey, I missed you so long, and now we are together. And a few feet away, there was a bigger crystal, about a feet or... who stood out of the ground, but they were stuck in the ground. I couldn't pick it up, so I thought, leave it there. But it was not a clear crystal. There were signs in it with cream. What has this meaning?
This is in some ways a precognitive dream for you because you are going to experience something similar to this in your experience at the advance that is coming here. On one of the nights when the James works with the experience that is being given to him and will continue to be given to him. He has not received all of it, or really not even that much yet, but it will come and you will understand this as it relates at that time. Because the particular experience that is planned for the Friday night is working with crystals in a special way that has not been done yet here with this group. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
We wish to share.
Yes.
May we share,
yes,
brother?
Yes, please.
We would ask you, do you own crystals?
I bought one yesterday.
we would tell you to carry it with you. We would tell you to place this crystal that you are attracted to, that you purchased, in your pocket. It is an energy cell, and it has a conduit to the energy of your mind. And it will reveal things to you if you wish it to, and it will magnify the energy within you. This is important to you as you are now entering a part of your life where the crystal is important and the crystals are important to you. You will learn to explore this and you will be understanding more as you traverse this journey, but please put this crystal in your pocket. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, remember all of you that the crystalline technology is coming back. It is going to be is a part of Atlantis and Lemuria rising again, and the consciousness of Atlantis and Lemuria, and the use of crystals in the connection that as you turn, as your body becomes more and more crystalline, is a connection here that you need to continue to look at and work with here. And we are going to begin this process on your at your advance here for all of you. We are needing to release channel here now. Just before we do, allow for the processes to continue to work within you, whether it is repeating numbers or seeing signs in the sky or whatever it might be. Allow the process to be there for you and to continue to work through you and with you. And as you continue to allow the process and go with the flow, then you will realize more and more that everything truly is being orchestrated all around you and within you.
And may we share?
Yes, Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
And Shoshana wishes to share. Do not think for one moment that your dreams, your messages, your happenstances, the things you run into, are a coincidence. They are not. You are receiving information that is vital and important to you as a being. However, you may not understand at the time what this is for, but you must continue to trust the process, as one who serves has said, and understand there is nothing in your experience that is for naught, that is for nothing. All things and all information that is being given to you is purposeful and has a purpose in your path. Namaste.